40 years ago this spring, South Vietnam lost its long war with North Vietnam, and the two entities became one communist country. So the side the United States supported and fought for lost after more than 58,000 Americans died in combat. It sounds like ancient history to some people. It feels like a fresh wound to many more. We spent 40 years and then some trying to make sense of the Vietnam War. It was just a few years ago that Congress and state legislatures declared March 30th Vietnam Veterans Welcome Home Day. The day will be observed on Sunday, March 29th, in many places, including in Roseburg, where the local VFW chapter will feature the multimedia presentation, Vietnam, an Interview. It is the creation of Vietnam veteran Mark Waskowitz. Welcome, Mark.
Hello there.
It's good to have you here. And producer Lee Jones, welcome to you, Lee.
Thank you very much.
Now, Mark, this really starts with you, doesn't it? You served in Vietnam for quite some time.
Yes, I did three consecutive voluntary tours in the Marine Corps.
All right, so obviously as a Marine, you volunteered for it. What was the motivation in the first place?
Patriotism. I was brought up in a military family. My dad is a Pearl Harbor veteran. I was in college with a deferment at the time, and just the very first beginnings of protests were coming out against the war, and it angered me, and I wanted to follow the words and what I considered wisdom of John F. Kennedy and some of the wonderful eloquent things that he stated back in that time. Whether they're true or not, it doesn't matter at this point. To an 18-year-old kid, they were true. And I wanted to go fight for to help people be free.
So you were following JFK's words about do something for your country rather than ask what your country can do for you?
Absolutely, and I still believe that today.
So, Mark, when you returned from Vietnam, how were you treated? I mean, a lot has been said over the years about the treatment of the veterans who returned from the war.
I came home when I was medically stable enough for transit, having been shot and left for dead overnight on the battlefield in one of in just another long night in Hanoi. And when we reached Travis Air Force Base, we were to be carried out on our stretchers with our IV poles carried by hand by a couple of corpsmen, medical corpsmen, to waiting buses. But instead, they took us outside and set us down on the tarmac, and we sat there a long period of time, very uncomfortable, and the corpsmen were quite angry, and they were. It was raining. It was about 3 or 4 in the morning. And I said, why can't we get on the buses? What's going on? And they said, well, a bunch of Vietnam protesters found out there was a flight of you wounded guys coming in, and they're all along the fence, and we can't take you over there because they'll throw things at you and they'll spit at you, and you guys might get hurt. We have to wait until we can get the buses to come over here for you. And that was me coming home, wounded on a stretcher, paralyzed from the neck down.
Uh-huh. Wow. And so, but you've, what kind of shape are you in now?
For a 66-year-old man, I consider myself in pretty darn good shape. I can hump the woods. I can, I'm still looking for that perfect woman. And I got it. Very active dog that makes sure I keep moving around. I'm in pretty good shape. I'm a bass player, so I've got good dexterity. I'm a former retired professional heavyweight boxer. I ended up rehabilitating pretty well.
And so, but you've been creating images and songs, or sharing images you shot in Vietnam and writing songs for quite some time now, right?
Yes. For a period of time, I was angry about the war and about the dysfunctional, unwelcome home, which was a second war all of its own, fought all over again here in the streets of America, only it was a silent war. It was a war fought with eyes, with looks, with dirty glances, with questioning minds that wouldn't speak sometimes, with my taunting by wearing my Marine Corps tunic with my medals, in the hippie fashion of the day, showing I was a Vietnam vet, to the disapproval of my peer groups. It was a war that was still fought, and every bit as much a wounding war as the physical Vietnam War. People need to remember that they didn't bring us home from the war. They brought us home to another war that they created themselves in what they called the name of peace. I find it ironic that those that were so adamant against the war created the most bitter war. I have resolved myself with my war experiences. I went back to Vietnam, and I've spent the night smoking cigarettes and drinking beer with my former enemy, eye to eye, hands clasped, sharing bullet hole stories in Pidgin English and Pidgin Vietnamese. I've come to peace with that. I still haven't come to peace with the people that were going to spit at me and throw bricks at me that night in Travis Air Force Base in San Francisco as I lay paralyzed on a stretcher. I've not come to peace with that.
All right. Lee, tell us a little bit about how you and Mark came together and what the components are of the multimedia presentation, Vietnam, an interview.
I had moved up to the Seattle area, the Kitsap Peninsula, on the west side of the Puget Sound there, and being a singer-songwriter, I had started a songwriter showcase and would host other musicians from Seattle, and Mark came in and heard my stuff and got my recordings and then convinced me that I should help him write a soundtrack for the film that PBS had stated expressed some interest in his photographs and documentary film concept. And so I thought that sounded pretty cool, except that I had all the reservations about Vietnam veterans, you know, subconscious for the most part, that are, I've found, are still harbored by many progressives. But I went for it because it seemed like a good way to stretch out my my musical experience as well as my kind of spiritual side. And we spent a year talking about his experiences, and he, you know, had me read all the books and watch all the movies, and we just talked and talked, and I talked to a bunch of his friends, and I talked to his family, and after a year of like just being saturated with this stuff, we started writing, and we made a really nicely produced soundtrack album. Mark is a very talented arranger and composer out of Dick Grove School of Music down in Southern California, and I'm a pretty good songwriter and lyricist, so we conspired to make this very even-handed, apolitical batch of recordings that do nothing but talk about the experience. You know,
how difficult is it to make it completely apolitical, though, or at least to attempt to be completely apolitical?
Well, it was really easy for us because we come from completely opposite sides of the fence, politically and spiritually. I mean, he was at that point an evangelical Christian, and you can hear his, you know, he's got some kind of right-wing leanings, but he's not purely right-wing, and I'm not purely left-wing, and we both have things, we have a number of things in common, and we were able to bridge those differences by not really addressing them. I mean, we were aware of them, but we just chose, it's like, there's no way we can do this project, and I don't think Mark really wanted to make it be some strident statement. He just wanted to show what it was like, and I could get behind that, and so that's what we did.
So you're just laying out what was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's all these little micro features of being, you know, serving Vietnam. And it's a lot of the behind-the-line stuff, which is what his photographs are about as well. You know, he was in combat. He was not a journalist, so he's not taking pictures of combat very much. He's taking pictures of these kids and their commanding officers, you know, behind the lines, in the rear with the gear, and out on the front. And you get to see the day-to-day experience, and I find that the deeper we get into it, the more humanizing effect for at least me, and probably for lots of other people, that the project is going to have relative to Vietnam veterans. You know, it's like they were just like anybody else before they went over there, and then they all got changed.
Lee Jones is a singer, songwriter, and producer with Vietnam veteran Mark Waskowitz of a number of items that fall under the umbrella of Vietnam and Interview. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org is our email address. Bill in Medford is on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff. This thing keeps going round and around. Of course, it was a terrible blunder to get into that war for us. We should be ashamed of ourselves. And, of course, it was a terrible blunder for John F. Kennedy to get us into it. But that doesn't mean that we hate the guys that were forced to go over there. Of course, we honor them. So I think we need to get off this thing that if we're opposed to the war, which most of us are, that we hate the guys that were forced into it. I think we don't hate them at all. We honor them.
All right. Thanks for that, Bill. Appreciate it. And, Mark, I mean, how much have things changed over the many years since you've been home?
I'm really pleased to see that today's generations honor their troops and support their troops, and that today we've become a much more informed society, and we truly have come to terms with hate the war, love the warrior. Honor those who are willing to risk their lives for what they believe in, even if you disagree with the reasons. And there's a political battle to change the hearts and minds, but to still support the American soldier who pays a price. Whether you like it or not, sooner or later, that man standing on the wall guarding that entryway to your country might just have a purpose, just like the policeman that a lot of people like to give a negative stereotype to, and unfortunately some deserve. But you know, somebody, the untold stories of heroism and running into the fire to save people, the firemen, first responders, I consider military people first responders. And after 9/11, the whole country has really taken a change. And I don't mean to imply that the people today still harbor those anti-veteran or anti-Vietnam War sentiments. Perhaps some do. I don't wrestle with that anymore. I still wrestle with it because of my personal experiences. I seek to forgive and forget, and I seek to find peace with myself. And I am pleased with Bill's comments. He hit the nail right on the head and put a correct spin or perspective on what I perhaps gave a spin to rather than a commentary.
All right, fair enough. Let's go take another call from Dennis and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with veteran Mark Waskowitz and producer Lee Jones.
Yeah, see, I served during Vietnam, and I was a Marine, too, and I never had any bad experiences here in the United States when I was in uniform. If anything, I had all good experiences. I had people invite me to their house. If I go into a tavern or a bar, somebody always buy me a drink and ask me how I was doing. So I know that possibly some people had bad experiences, but not all Marines did. So I just wanted to share that.
All right. Thanks for that. Appreciate it, Dennis. And Mark, over the years, have you found people whose experiences are just as different from yours as Dennis's is?
Absolutely. My entire project is one of the uniquenesses of my project is that it is my optic. It is my experiences. And I don't claim to be anything other than a random number out of the group sampling, if you will. And I had those experiences. I was in Southern California. A lot of people went home to places that were much more open-minded and what I call progressive. Funny how we use that term,
right.
And nobody really... I defy all of us on all sides of whatever fences we can create to accurately define what we mean when we call someone progressive.
All right, fair challenge.
but a lot of guys came home fair, safe and sound, and they landed in places where they were well received. And, not everybody's a dirty dog and not everybody's a hero. I was just talking about my own personal one-on-one experiences, and Vietnam in interview is really just that. I chose early on, I mean, if you want to read about the history of the war, there's a bazillion books out there. Mm-hmm. If you want the dates and the data, it's all out there. I don't know that stuff. Ask, the generals and the politicians and the historians. If you want to know what it's like for an average kid who goes off and joins the military and is sent in harm's way, and it's just the same today. I talk to a lot of Iraq vets, and, a lot of Iraq vets look up to us predecessors. They go, man, you Vietnam vets, what you guys went through, we just do this and we just do that. We learned so many lessons from you guys. They talk about you guys in training all the time. So many lessons were learned by the American public in how to treat their returning veterans. Many lessons were learned. Hmm. And in the military establishment, they shortened the tours over there. You can't do today what I did. They won't let you. It will do to you what it did to me. It will erode you to a point of tarnishment that cannot be buffed back into a mirror image of society's one anotherness.
Mm-hmm. Wow, nice metaphor.
Yeah, truly. Let's take another call. We have Mark in Medford on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Mark Waskowitz and Lee Jones. Mark in Medford, go ahead.
I just want to ask Mark a question in terms of our recent conflicts in the Middle East. What is your opinion on those conflicts, and how do you feel about them?
All right, thanks for that, Mark. Appreciate it. Mark Waskowitz?
Well, I purpose to communicate an understanding of the veteran experience for the sake of healing people's hearts and cutting down on the isolationism that veterans experience, resulting in today's suicide rate. During this show, a veteran is going to take his life by suicide because he feels hopeless, helpless, unappreciated, unwelcomed, unneeded, unnecessary. And that's what I would like to talk about, but I will answer that question. I don't like politics, and I don't like talking about it, because some of the things I say would probably violate the Patriot Act or something and put me in Gitmo somewhere. I am an angry person about some of the things going on today. I feel really bad for the one hand is cutting down and downsizing the military and shortening the tours, and the other hand is saying we need more boots on the ground. And some of these guys are doing 4, 5, 6, 7 tours. This is an area that they have not explored. They said, you can't do 13 months and then volunteer for another 6 months and then volunteer for another 6 months like I did. You can't do that and sustain it, so they won't let you anymore. They said, we'll just send you 4 to 6 months at a time. But these families are being eroded, and the home lives are being shattered, and the amount of separation, the price we're asking of veterans today. Again, I come back to the veteran experience as my primary topic. There is evil in the world, whether we want to admit it or not. There's an elephant in the room, and if you blink, he'll slash your throat and laugh. And it's real, and it exists. And if you don't have someone willing to slash back, it will walk over you and just start at one end of the planet and encircle it. We've had global terror. Where do you want to go back to? Mm-hmm. Attila the Hun, the Nazis? We've seen enslavement. We've seen wholesale slaughter and genocide. We know evil exists. And so you have to fight it when you meet it.
All right. Well, I want to get to, because we're running out of time here, I want to get some details about what people see when they come to the live presentation. So this is an open house Sunday at 1 at the VFW Post 2468 on Walnut Street in Roseburg. What are the components, Lee Jones, of the presentation 3 to 5?
Well, your previous question was about our project, and we have a photo book that we just published. We have a soundtrack CD. We have a film that we're working on, and we have Mark's memoir, which is being worked on. Now, the show features elements of all of those things. Mark does live reads from his memoir, Anecdotes. We do some live music. We do some music videos and some film vignettes that are, the film in the works. And because we have Mark's original photographs and the photo book is Thousand Yard Stare, we show the entire photo book by projector. And, and then we have a lot of discussion. And our Facebook page is really a great place to take part in these discussions about what's going on, and the perspectives. We have very respectful discussions between myself and veterans, and Mark chimes in once in a while about, those stereotypes. And it's like Mark said, there's like his experience is pretty straight ahead, and it's shared by thousands and thousands of guys. He doesn't claim that, but it's not an atypical experience.
All right.
And we share that material in our performance.
All right. So, again, it's Sunday, 1 o'clock, open house at the VFW Post 2468 in Roseburg. The live presentation, 3 to 5 p.m. You'll be able to see Mark Waskowitz and Lee Jones there. Gentlemen, thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
We're going to have a good time.
All right. I should have said this is Sunday, March 29th, and, of course, Vietnam Veterans Welcome Home Day is Monday, March 30th. Again, thanks to our guests, and thanks to you for listening to the Jefferson Exchange this hour.